competition seems to get tougher every year. And when we came back here this year, the boys started training from the 12th of September and went right through the winter, Christmas and all. And aim was to get out of the group, got out of the group. And then it was a quarter final and semi final and just take it a game at a time. And
tell us, what group were you in?
We were in Group B. There was Inishowen, Downpatrick, Virginia Cavan in it. There was a tough, tough group in Roe Valley in it. It was a tough, tough, tough group to get out of, you know. So
it was a relief to get out.
Well, it was good to get out. Like once you get out, you're in a knockout competition then after that, and it's on the day how good are you, you know, and have a wee bit of luck. So, like, fortunately, we played well. We got beaten by Ballymena in the group stages by 2 points, and we beat Downpatrick and beat Inishowen, and they were all tight games, and there was not much in them, and we just tried to improve the team game by game and try and get the boys interested and had a run of form and get over injuries and that and stuff. So it's just good to be in the final. That's where we set out to be.
And the quarter final then?
Quarter final was against Coleraine, Loretto Coleraine, and they have a very good team. They were in the Ranfast final there last year, and a youngish team, and they were very tight. There was not much in the two teams. Both played a good open style of football, but we had a couple of scores, and then maybe the wee bit of experience and a bit of extra fitness or whatever, age, began to show in the end, and we ran out then in the last 5 minutes, handy enough.
And the last day out then?
Last day out was against Inishowen, and again, it was a tough game. Like, you know, they've a big pick, you know, they've a lot of boys they can call from, and there's you know, a lot of resources not behind them from the divisional boards and stuff like that, and they're a good outfit, good strong team. And 4 years ago we played them in the final two, and it was a tough affair, and some of our players have gone on to represent the county, and it'll be the same again, you know. And a lot of them, Inishowen boys that were playing against us, they were playing for Cairn in the Marquee Cup final at sea level, so, you know, we had the experience maybe of playing at Marquee level, you know, to help them out that last day.
And tell me a little bit about the team.
Now, there's no real stars, even though we've two all-stars in the team this year, goalkeeper Ona Boyle and Brian Divert, centre half-back. Got the all-star. Like, I nominated, we were only allowed to nominate three boys to go up because we're a B school, and disappointed that the third guy went up. I thought Peter McEnough wasn't a good chance of getting a two, and he just missed out. There's no, you know, you've boys like that. You have other fellas in, you know, around the middle of the park, you know, whether it be Shane McDade and Bart McGettigan out there, good players, good under the ball. Not real household names, you know, no Murphys or Colm Anthony McFattins in the setup like we had in previous years. But they all work very hard for each other. Took a wee while to get them to come in to believe in the system that we're trying to get them to play, and to play that system. And they're all doing that. And the hunger is there, because last Monday morning, you know, we had 36 boys out at 7:30 training. And that's been that way the whole way through the winter, maybe in excess of 24, 25 boys at every training session, even in Dunfanaghy. And their appetite, their passion is fantastic. And, I mean, I just can't stress enough how good the boys in this school actually are. You know, they're absolutely fantastic young fellas. And when you're out there, they won't turn a word in your mouth. They do what they say. They believe in what Colm and myself are trying to get across to them. And they just want to create their own bit of history. You know, there's pictures on the wall there of fellas that have done things in the past. But it's just their own hunger, their own passion, their own belief, their self-determination, their enthusiasm. It's absolutely infectious, you know, to see that, to get them boys out there every day.
And Holy Trinity, I think they were up in McCrory last year. They've dropped down to Matarnan this year, or maybe last year.
Yeah,
they had been up for a season or two as well.
They were in the final in 2016, and they took the team up, and they're back down now. And the team is backboned by a group of players that won their Rafferty, which was the old Herald Cup under 16.5 this year. They have a number of players from the Tyrone under 17 set up that were successful last year as well, and they're very, very good. Typical Tyrone team. Hard working, skillful. They'll punish you if you make mistakes. We're not underestimating Cookstown under any means at all. But the great thing about it is it's just a It's a two-horse race. Once the boys cross the line, it's who makes the least mistakes in the day will emerge victorious. And it's just down to 20 boys, you know, when you include the subs and all that, you know, they've got to handle the nerves and the occasion and the pressures of school, like, you know, because I'm sure Cookstown and same as us, like, a lot of bit of a buzz and a bit of excitement that people are talking about this game. It's been billed as a good event for Donegal GAA and Tyrone GAA school teams to get involved in, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's just who handles the occasion better on the day.
Mm-hmm. You have the little bit of tradition sometimes to say it does help.
I don't know. It's a wee bit of luck maybe over the years. And, you know, this is my fourth McLaren final. I won three of them to date, like, you know. So it counts for nothing on the day. Once that ball's thrown in, it's who's hungrier, who's going to put the hand and the head and the body in to make that block. And when the body's hurting in the last 5-10 minutes, to keep tracking back and just to give it all for the cause and empty the tank. And I don't really mind. I mean, this has been a very, very successful year. I couldn't be prouder, and neither could Colin be prouder of these young fellas for what they've done, what we've asked them to do. They've met that bar, they've exceeded it, they've pushed right on. And, you know, one way or the other, it doesn't really matter. It's very special memories from this group of fellas this year that we've had on the pitches and travelling around Ulster. And as long as they leave their best game on the pitch and come away and have no regrets, it's just a reflection of life. You know, no point in saying that if only and I wish I had. Now, we haven't done any, we won't have any of that because we've tried to prepare as best we can. People in the local community have been very, very supportive. Like, you know, I couldn't even begin to start naming people because I'll forget somebody. And there's a lot of people out there that have just done everything for us to try and encourage us on. And, you know, even from the media and that there, yourselves and people like that there, giving the coverage to us now at the moment to lift the profile of the game within the school to try and make it the number one sport. One pitch out there, no proper training facilities or gymnasiums. It's just a pity, you know, we couldn't get the politicians and our TDs to commit to giving us a new build here in the school and a proper modern recreational facility like a gym and new all-weather pitches and stuff like that there. Because We'd move on and you could attract guys in and maybe perhaps punch your weight up at the Macquarie level. You know, that's everybody's ambition to go at the right level, but at the moment we'd struggle at Macquarie. You know, it's one of them things that it'll come, but my number of years in the school is starting to dwindle in that, you know, and my aim is to win another McLaren title. And that Monday the title goes on the line again, and we try and do that, you know.
You mentioned Colin there a few times. Of course, that's Colin McFadden, mm-hmm. Obviously a big addition to the backroom team.
Colin McFadden. You know, Colin Antony, he was a talisman forward here in the 2000 McLaren team, 1-7 out of 1-9 that year. He had the head and he had the skill set to be able to put balls over and handle a big occasion on that day, and we knew that. David O'Hurley is there as well, Gary McDade, Eamon Doherty back in the teaching staff here as well. A lot of people that are steeped in tradition of Gaelic games and in the history of St. Eunan's College and the wider community, you know. Like, Colm knows an immense amount of football, and, you know, what he brings is, Colm says the boys do. There's no debating, you know, because who can argue with his CV? Who can argue with what he's done and what he's achieved? He's been there, he's done it all. You know, it doesn't matter. Colm Antony is still Colm Antony, you know. He's still the fella that I knew on the bus 18 years ago going to Casement Park, and he brings a certain amount of rejuvenation to me, like, you know, that maybe in my senior and twilight years that you begin to wonder, should you keep on ploughing? But to take a senior team like this, you need more than one person. You need two and three and four people to come out and help plan them sessions, to help take it so that there's a continuity, a high level of intensity, and keep the games moving on, you know. And Colm does all that, you know, and it's the boys really respect him, you know, around the school, and that's the key thing there as well. Like, you know, there's a great amount of respect for each other, and the boys will do everything you ask them, and there's never have to ask it a second time, which is good. Like,
it's 50 years since St. Julian's College won the first McLaren. It's been a nice way to mark the 50th anniversary.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Don't you? You mentioned it there that it's 50 years, you know. Half a century. It's, you know, that was the year I was born. Maybe I'm giving away my age here now at this stage, but as I say, it's it'll be a nice birthday present for me, seeing that I've given up a skiing trip this Paddy's weekend to be here with the boys, you know, and I'd rather give it up, and I'd rather be in Armagh than anywhere else. It'll be nice. It's another wee touch to have that. It's not something that drives us. History's in the past. We're looking to make our own bit of history, that put another picture on the wall. There's a space down there for another poster on that wall there for this current crop of players, and they know that, and hopefully they give a good account of themselves. Hopefully they leave the best game behind them, and I know they will. They've done that all year, and I know maybe the last day out, you know, we had too good of a lead going on at half time, and it's very hard to psych guys up and keep them going when you're 9 points up at half time in a semi-final, and a couple of mistakes get punished. But I mean, hopefully, I mean, things go our way. We had two goals disallowed the last day, and one of them, you know, we were very, very questionable. But as I say, that's no point in arguing about it. That's the way it is.
And tell me, have you got everybody?
At the moment, no, Shane McDavid is a very major doubt at the moment, and he hurt the knee in the semi-final. He's a bruised bone in the leg and the knee, and he hasn't trained for the last 3 weeks, so he's a bit rusty, and he's been monitored at the moment. And I'd just love for Shane's sake. Shane has been an integral part of this team. The game we played last year without him was the Blaney game in the quarter final. We didn't have him. He picked up a hip injury that day, and as I say, we lost by a point. He's our free taker. Shane has put heart and soul into this team, and I know Owen O'Boyle is the captain, you know. He's the guy that kind of drove everything early on in the year with me. And, you know, but you have Peter McAniff, you have Brian Diver, Shane Doherty, you know, Carr McFinn, Pat McGettigan. You know, you could go through and name all the boys that are there, James Kelly, and full as they get.
Shane O'Donnell.
Shane O'Donnell, you know, as well. Like, all them guys there, they just step up all the time to do the warm-ups, to do stuff and training and move things around, and the breaks. They're all captains, they're all leaders, you know, which is, you know, they're not afraid of taking on the mantle and responsibility, and it's great to see the school producing boys of such high calibre, you know, and we're lucky to have them here, you know.